it was decided that it would be good if everybody came together and everybody was on the same page with two major aspects of where we are with KUSF in exile. The first thing is having to do with the legal aspects and the fight of saving KUSF in general. And then the other half was our new entity, which is now SFCR, San Francisco Community Radio, and the current radio station, KUSF in exile. And there's some issues that everyone really needs to be on the same page with and that all of us need to hear so that we can move forward with the best decision on what we want to do. And with that said, we're going to move into Save our SFCR stuff. If you don't know what Friends of KUSF is, SFCR or KUSF in exile, I put a basic little description on the very end of this agenda. So, and if you didn't get an agenda, you can raise your hand and I'll give you one. You can pass this back to them. And as you see, we're going to open it up to comments and questions once we've had like a major presentation from each. So first thing I'd like to do is Carolyn took the initiative of setting up San Francisco Community Radio. It's been approved as a nonprofit status entity now. So, Carolyn, if you want to come up here and, yeah, just come on up here and just, and that way everyone can understand what SFCR is, because it's a fairly new thing that this just all came to be.
Yep. So, hi, I'm Carolyn. I think I know pretty much everyone in this room. I've been with KUSF for 22 years, so KUSF is very important to me. I just want to say that in the first place. San Francisco Community Radio was started as we were advised by Ken Friedman, who is the general manager of WFMU, who's been giving us a lot of support. They sponsor our stream. And he suggested that we start our own nonprofit so that when we win the battle for the license, we would have an organization that could hold that license. And I guess that is the most important thing. So we started that process, or yeah, we started that process. We became a California corporation last June and just became a federal nonprofit where, and if you want to know what the federal nonprofit thing is we don't have to pay income tax, which is a nice thing, and we can also accept donations and they are tax deductible. And we can start applying for grants. So important things for us to raise money, I guess, is the important, the good part about it. And I wanted to read you what the in our bylaws is stated as the purpose of San Francisco Community Radio, so everyone knows what it is. So the primary purpose is to establish and operate a FCC-licensed broadcast radio station providing cultural, informational, and news programming that represents and serves the diverse communities of San Francisco, California, and the greater San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco Community Radio will invite members of the community to produce radio programs that reflects their interests, needs, issues, cultures, and languages. We will also provide educational opportunities to students, interns, and volunteers who want to learn how to develop quality, non-commercial, community-based radio programming. And I say that is basically to fill in this very large gap that has been open since USF closed down KUSF. I guess that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.